Yo, you know what time it is? This is LDRT Matter Podcast Show right back here online, and you can get to listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Anchor FM. Thank you, everyone, for always staying tuned on this show. We're about to get started now, so don't touch the dial. I'll be right back.
Firstly, let me ask you a question. What makes you feel annoyed, upset, or stop listening when you are in conversation with another person? Welcome back to this show, LDRT Matters Podcast Show. This is Comfy Flex, and you will get to listen to us on Comfy Tunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcast, and on Deezer. Welcome once again. All right, so today we want to talk about bridging communicational gap in relationship. Theme, hear and be heard. Last episode, we talked about empathy, how you can show empathy and what to do to improve your empathetic skills. Today, we want to look at communication, because without communication in a relationship, there's no building trust and there's no progress in such relationship. So now, how do you know that you are a good communicator, or there's a good, vibrant, solid verbal communication in your relationship? Number one, if you're a good communicator, you are the person that listens without interrupting others. And while you're speaking, you don't get interrupted. That's a sign that there is a good communication in your relationship. There's also the signal that comes from the other person listening to you that, yeah, they can hear you and they are listening to what you're saying. And vice versa too. You do that when the other person is talking. Acknowledgement of each other's views, point, and situation. In relationship, when you want to notice good communication, both sides must always understand and acknowledge each other's viewpoint. Another is that the tone you talk to each other is leveled, and there is a calmness in your voice when you're talking to your partner or when your partner is talking to you. Another sign is that there is a request. In case you have something to say while the other partner is talking, there's a request to, oh, can I chip in one thing before you go on with what you're saying? So there's always a request to chip in or to interrupt the other person. And lastly is the time given to think through on what has been discussed. You know, sometimes communication does not mean you need to reply or you have message understood at that point you're talking or you're having the conversation. So the time given to each other to think through, to reason on the situation on ground, is also a sign of good communication in a relationship. And communication is the most important aspect of a healthy and successful marriage, successful relationship. If you see people that have gone 50 years, 40 years, 45 years, 35 years, 20 years, 15 years, 5 years in the relationship, in their marriages, you need to ask them some questions. And when they answer you, when they give you response, they tell you that one thing they do most is communicating with each other. And there is a technique on communicating, and when you do communication right, you get the reward, because there'll be peace in the relationship. Communication is important for progress, is important for the wellness of each partner in the relationship, and it also is for the healthiness of the relationship. There's no stress in the relationship. There's no argument. There's no disagreement all the time in the relationship. And it's also help build trust and understanding of yourself. Yeah. So now, how do you improve communication? This is just the part one. So I'm just running this through so you can know that just that you are in a relationship, you need to know that communication is important. So next episode, we might be talking about some issues that causes conflict or that can be caused by lack of communication. What can be caused by lack of communication in relationship, and how to avoid or how to resolve, I mean, or how to provide or produce or give resolution to those conflicts. So, but today we just want to look at what communication is, why is it important in relationship, and the signs that there's a good communication level in the relationship, and also how to improve communication in your relationship. Now let's quickly go to how to improve communication in your relationship. Number one that I always say is respect of each other's opinion. That's the first thing. You see, before somebody starts getting on your nerves, you need to first know the situation of that person. So if you don't respect that this other person has an opinion, either the opinion is superior or inferior to your opinion, this person has opinion and their opinions are valid. So you cannot just disregard or you cannot just discard your partner's opinion and you feel like, oh yeah, oh yes, it's whatever I said. Oh, no, not always your own opinion or your own say holds in a relationship. So that's number one, respect for each other's opinion. Number two is set aside time to talk to your partner without distractions like phones, TVs, and you know, third parties. Now talking is communication can come in various ways. Some people do it through some channels like through phones, through WhatsApp, through social medias, and through one-on-one conversation. But in relationship, especially when you maybe not with your spouse, you know, there are some things you can actually talk to your spouse while you see them, when you see them, when you can see them. Those are things you need to iron out on phone, because number one, when you iron out some things on phone, you won't be able to see the person's emotion run through their countenance. And sometimes facial expression says a lot about what a person is going through and what a person wants you to understand in what they're saying. So now find time. You might have talked about this thing over the phone, but find time that you both sit across the table, you both sit side by side and look into each other's eyes and say what you have to say. Yeah, the third one is you need to communicate as clearly as possible. When you're talking, don't have underlying tone. Maybe you have an anger against your partner, or maybe there's something wrong with you outside the relationship, and that is the reason why you're talking to your partner the way you're talking to them. You know, most relationships have issues when you keep anger in you, and when you want to talk to your partner, you pass aggression of that anger through what you're saying. Probably it's just a tiny trivial something that is making you get annoyed with the person, but because you've initially been annoyed or angry with your partner, you would definitely infuse that anger in the recent trivial matter, and it can escalate any matter. No matter how slight, little, trivial the case may be, it could just escalate it. So instead, be clear on what you're offended or what you want to talk to the person about. Be clear as possible. Make it clear that you don't have any underlying factors or reason you're considering talking to them about what you're talking. Another thing is that you say what is affecting you and what you want. Yeah, so that's another thing. So you don't have underlying anger that will be infused in new matters. Always talk about what you want and what is affecting you immediately. Now, people consider it as nagging, but nagging does not just start when nagging starts. Nagging is a result of compiled anger, compiled offenses against your partner. So if you don't want to nag, when the person does anything that is wrong or maybe something is going on with you, there's a way you can actually tell the person that will show that, yes, you're not angry at the person, or probably it's the person that is annoying you. There's a way you put it out instead of compiling. You know, piling up anger, by the time the outburst comes, is very, very toxic, and the stench of your piled up anger can destroy a lot of things. So instead of doing that, when you see things that you don't like in your relationship, hash it out immediately. And there are ways to hash it out. Oh, babe, there's one thing you told me the other day that I don't like, and I'm telling you this so it won't repeat itself, and you know, we'll start having issues and you start seeing me as someone that nags. When you say it that way, not like, you know, that's how you did it that day. You shouting, or you shouting down on the person. The person is not going to listen. Yeah. Another thing is that be positive while speaking, or accept responsibility of your feelings. Now, not all the time that it's your partner that is making you feel bad or making you go through the worst mood for the day. But when you get to talk to your partner, don't be negative about what's going on. Like, try to show positivity. Even if you are angry, even if you are in the worst mood so far, you can also make sure that you know that the person is not the cause of it. And if the person is the cause of it, let them know. And if you're the person that keeps annoying your partner, apologize. I don't know, there's nothing that takes for a man or a woman to apologize to their partner. Oh, you said I did this. Okay. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I didn't know it got to you that way. I'm sorry. And if you are also offended by what your partner's up, and you also did something to me, so I just want you to know that, so I'm sorry for what I did to you. If your partner is also reasonable and mature, they will also apologize to you. Even when you don't annoy your partners, even when your partners are not wrong, most times they apologize. So you should also learn to apologize. Now, another thing is that you need to focus on present matters. Unless there is an important part of the past you need to bring in to remember, there's no reason why you should be ashing out what you both have discussed about. Like, let the past be in the past, as long as it is something you all have leveled out and you have ashed out. But if it's not something you both have already talked about, then you can bring it up. Oh yeah, I forgot. Make sure you actually let them know that it's not like you're keeping their offenses against them, but you're just making them know that, oh, there's something they actually did, so it won't repeat itself. That's why you're saying this. All right. Yeah, I talk about being calm and being patient, never to attack verbally, never attack, never shout down, never shut down. Shouting down and shutting down your partner are two different things. Shouting down means that you raise your voice at them. And there's a way raising your voice at your partner affects your partner. It's sort of like it's an abuse. It's an emotional, it's a verbal abuse. You don't necessarily need to get a cane, a flog, or beat up someone before you actually abuse the person. When you shout down on people, you're actually verbally abusing them. And shutting down also is an emotional abuse. It means you're telling them to keep their opinion to themselves, that they are not worth it and they are inferior to you, so they don't get to talk. You are the boss, you are the chief, so they don't get to talk. When you shut down people, even when they are angry and they're letting you know, you give them the chance to make their own statement. And if your partner keeps interrupting you while you are talking, there's a way you can talk to them. Oh, you know, you keep interrupting me when I'm saying this. Can you just let me talk? You know what? When I'm done saying what I have to say, you will get to say what you have to say, but please hear me out. There's a way to say it. I've not seen anybody you added, oh, please, can you hear me out? And the person will not hear you out. Even people that they are very, very hot tempered, they will still hear you out. They might be hearing you out of anger, but they will hear you out. When you had magic words like, please, excuse me, can you please hear me out? That would go a long way to solve the issue rather than shouting or shutting them down. When you shut them down, you're emotionally abusing them, that, oh, keep your mouth shut. You don't have an opinion. Your opinion doesn't matter. You're inferior to me. You don't get to talk. I'm the boss. That's what you're trying to say. So keep that in mind when you are in conversation or when you are discussing with your partner. Another thing is that you need to be aware of your tone. Now, tone level and emphatic stress in vowels, in words, can actually say a lot about you. Now, let me use this as an example. I told you that I don't like you doing that to me, and I told you that I don't like you doing that to me. When I said that and the first one, they're quite different. So your tone, the stress you put on words, says a lot. All right, I'm guilty of this. I'm someone that when I speak with so much emphatic stress on my words. Like, I drag words and I just want to drive home the point. And I realize that my husband does not like it. He sort of gets to him. It sort of makes me look like I'm commanding him. I'm enforcing what I'm saying on him. But I made him know that I'm not. So I've been learning to, you know, to control that part of me while talking to him, or whenever we have our talk. So yeah, you need to, you know, focus on that. See, one thing about communication is that you cannot improve if you are not willing to learn, if you are not willing to grow, if you are not willing to see your mistakes. Now, there's another thing I've found out about communication in relationship, even through my own experience, is that when someone is trying to let you know your own wrong side, it's not in that very moment you point out the other person's offense. The first thing you need to do when someone points out your wrongdoings is that you accept, oh yeah, I did it, okay, I didn't know it get to you, oh okay, I didn't mean it that way, oh I'm so sorry, it got to you that way, wow, I'm so sorry, I never knew it would, so sorry, you know what, forgive me for doing that. After that, and the person has accepted your apology or has seen that yes, you feel remorse for what you've done, then you can then tell the person that, and you know, you also reacted badly when I did that. Initially, you know, I didn't, now you know that I didn't mean it that way, but your reaction also sort of hurt me. That way the person will think back on what they have done too, in reaction to what you've done. Because communication is like a two-way metabolism. You react to an action, there's an action that you react to, there's an action from you that your partner is reacting to. So it's the way you people talk about it, the way you people ask it, that shows your level of maturity. Age is not maturity. You did master's, you did PhD degree level, is not maturity. You have done a lot of civil exams, you have done a lot of certification, is not maturity. Maturity is in how you are able to control your emotions. Maturity shows in your emotional intelligence and your social skills. So yeah, in relationship, maturity is not just by age. Okay? Yeah. And lastly, for how to improve your communication, is to be honest. Be honest. When you say something, be honest with what you're saying. Yeah. So that's what I have for you guys today, because I'm really, really in tight and most fitted schedule I've ever been in a long while. So that's why I'm not really, really taking long on this topic. But I'll make sure that the next episode, which will be the final episode on the theme, Hear and Be Heard, I'll make sure that it is well detailed to your satisfaction. Definitely, I'll drop some posts on WhatsApp, and we're going to really talk more on the things that lack of communication can cause, how to resolve the conflict, how to produce resolutions to them. Thanks for joining us on the show. This is the All That Matters podcast. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Spotify channel. We have YouTube channel here, LD Arts Matters. We have some old episodes that have been uploaded there. You can go on and listen to them. And while we are still on break on YouTube, we're still going to be bringing up some new content for you guys, but so you guys need to wait out for us. But for now, you guys, please subscribe to our Spotify channel and to our Google podcast, and also follow us on Facebook and Instagram so you can get updates on our latest episode. Thanks for joining us today. See you. Talk to y'all later. Bye.